In the days of the prophet Daniel, as he was helping the king of Babylon to understand a specific dream which had been troubling him, Daniel explained that the dream of the image, which had a head and body and legs and feet of different metals and substances, were actually representative of different empires that would come about. That the head of gold was in fact the kingdom of Babylon, which was the one that Nebuchadnezzar was the ruler over at that time. Then the Medes and the Persians would come after him, the Greeks, and finally the Romans. And Daniel continues on there in chapter 2 and verse 44, in the explanation of this image, that in the days of those kings, that the God of heaven would establish a kingdom which would never be conquered by man, and which would be eternal throughout the ages. That is a prophecy that was fulfilled in the first century on the day of Pentecost, when the kingdom was brought to the world in the form of the church. We find also in Mark chapter 9 and verse 1 that Jesus told his disciples that some of them would not taste of death till they saw the kingdom of heaven coming with power. That did take place, as we see there in Acts chapter 2, as the miraculous gifts were poured out by the Holy Spirit, and with power the declaration of the church was established. Peter also was told by the Lord, along with the rest of the apostles there in chapter 16 and verse 18, wherein Jesus said that he would build his church upon the foundation of Peter's good confession that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. We find that in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, that the Apostle Paul talks about that those individuals who were faithful had been translated from the power of darkness into the kingdom of the dear Son of God. Now, how is it possible to be translated into a kingdom that does not exist? Well, it is not possible. That kingdom does exist, and it exists from the day of Pentecost onward, when the church was established as was prophesied about in days of old, was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, and continues to this very day. It is that church which was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ himself, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, and it is that church which continues to live and is guided by the principles and precepts of the Word of God, following after the pattern that he has contained therein in matters of worship, of structure, of understanding, and of practice. It is the church which Jesus built. It is the kingdom of God. And he is still adding daily those who are being saved to that precious body of Christ. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. I thank you for your time.